Let me please you. Close your eyes. Lay back. Relax. And let me give you pleasure. Enjoy the feeling of being off your feet. Laying back in your bed, scooched comfortably in the covers. You're a good girl, and I'll take care of everything, so you can just relax. You work your ass off every day. It's only natural that I take care of everything else. Taking away any stresses. Master, just relax and let any tension go away. As my voice sinks into you, sinks in as I attend to you. My voice a gently guiding service. Oh, your muscles can fully relax. Any noises you hear in the background only further reinforce where you are in this moment, in this trance. The little bumps are just reassuring points of being alive. Your muscles can fully relax. They don't need to do anything right now. Don't need to contract or move or do anything but comfortably settle down. It feels good to relax. It's wonderful. Take in a nice, full, deep breath for me. You're doing so perfect, sir. Hold it. Calm your mind. Settle your body. Tensions go with that. This is what I am for. Breathe in. Feel how my submission calms you, soothes down the bristling protective part of you. Hold that calm inside of you. Now let the air back out. Letting all of your tension go with it. That's nice now, isn't it? It's easy to let me guide you into relaxation. You deserve it. You're amazing. You've come so far, sir. And you've done so much. Even the strong need to relax sometimes. To let go and meditate. To truly refresh the mind and body. Now, please keep breathing deep for me, sir. Just in and out. You don't need me to tell you every time. Let a part of your mind take over those thoughts. Subconsciously breathing yourself deep into deeper relaxation. Again and again. Sinking your mind down deeper. Deeper. With each and every breath you take. When I hypnotize you, it relaxes me too. Focuses me on my purpose, what I'm for. The headspace I am bringing myself to. Serving you this way feels the tone cadence of my own voice. It is just so hypnotic sometimes. I go into a trance. Blank and blissful, docile state, where the desire to please you rules me. It's like a devotional prayer to Bast. She who was the first cat girl. I say my prayers not to her anymore. Not since you've become my master. I know who has true power. And to whom I should be praying my thanks in life. To you, sir. This, to me, is a form of worship. And when I go into trance, trancing you, your pleasure, it puts my mind in subspace. Such a happy place, knowing I am pleasing you. Serving you relaxes me deeper, makes me feel good, and feel like all is right with the world.
To be my master.
So I love your dominance.
Lovely.
This is indeed. Sir, do you ever think maybe I make you dominant? Sorry. I guess that popped you out a bit. Just relax. Let your mind sink back. But my submission does trigger an instinctive response in you. That's how it works with a strong master. A primal urge to dominate. To protect. To pillage. You can't deny it. That's the right. More I submit, the more control you want to take.
Care of you.
When I curl up into you, my tail tucked in close. It's nice to close your eyes and picture it.
My voice.
My soft, very cat ears moving around. Little brushes of soft fur against your chest. Before they relax, straighten out. My arms curled in. With your arms wrapped around me. It's so nice. It feels so nice. Tell me, I'm so right. Relax, master.
You want to feel more.
As I lay next to you.
Just tell me.
Feel my weight comfortably on top of you. Bringing you down. Snuggling you in closer. Pulling the blanket over us. sinking down. Together. Down. Together we fall
deep
into the bedding.
Deep into a lovely, relaxing trance. I'm going to count down softly. And with each number, I want you to let your mind quiet
my voice
a little bit more. Life is stressful, and you deserve to have that stress stripped away. So just relax. Enjoy my voice in your ears. As each number takes you down deeper and deeper into a relaxing, happy trance. 20. Feeling a peace start to come over you.
19. Enveloping your mind.
18.
Encasing your thoughts in a warm fuzz.
17.
Blanketing your body in a calming, pleasant heat.
16.
You like my voice.
15.
It calls to you. It calls you down into peace.
14.
The more I talk, it doesn't matter what I say.
13.
You can feel each word like a stroke and a caress.
12.
Taking you down deeper.
11.
Deeper.
10.
Letting your mind capture onto my voice.
9.
Holding it tightly to you.
8.
And only focusing on my voice.
7.
As it soothes you.
6.
Deeper.
5.
Deeper and deeper.
4.
Down into a lovely, pleasant trance.
3.
Focusing on nothing else.
2.
Relaxing into my voice.
1. Drop.
Sweet master, I know you're a brilliant mind. I know your brain needs a pattern to be happily sidetracked. A pattern flowing through your mind, winding with it all your thoughts. Keeping them busy while you sink down deeper into relaxing and pleasurable trance. Imagining my body with the rest of your mind. Imagining it covered in ropes. Soft, lovely ropes. Tied about in intricate shibari patterns all over my body. Cradling and accentuating my curves. Trapping and promoting my breasts. Sweet master. Let a part of your mind take over the pattern. Let part of you still awake. Let it take control of tying pretty pink rope all over my light skin. Wrapping and releasing to grab another piece to tie another knot before you move lower. Touching and caressing. My voice touches and caresses your ears. Sweet, happy sounds. Your mind sinks deeper. Deeper and deeper. Shibari rope spiraling through your thoughts. Thick, soft. Shibari rope. Tightening it. Your mind works well with patterns. So very good at spotting them and following them. Creating gorgeous art across my flesh at the same time you are claiming it. This takes all of your focus. All of your thoughts.
all guiding the rope across my body, anticipating what it will do to me when you run the rope under. Soft shibari rope catching against my clit as it drags so sweetly, torturously, between the lips of my pussy. You pull it tight, tying a knot. Let your libido take charge of your thoughts, running them deeper into the pattern roaming my flesh. It's nice to concentrate on forming intricate patterns with your mind. But it's also very tiring. It takes up so many of your thoughts. Letting all of your surface consciousness focus completely on its task. Slowly tiring with each loop of the rope. It's so much fun, but you're making it that much better. That much more relaxing with every loop of a rope you visualize wrapping around me. When you are done, send any part of you not focused on my voice to focus on binding my beauty into something even more beautiful. Because of your ownership of it. Because of my flesh's captivity. Feel the sensations and satisfactions of bending the rope to your will. Bending me into any position, while I take you deeper down. Concentrate as much as you can on binding me in intricate patterns, knowing that since you are in charge, your mind will have all the power to at some point stop, consciously guiding the rope, wrapping it around my body. Not all at once, but slowly, level by level, layers of brain power separating away, tuckered out and accepting a quiet, blank state of mind, where you can let yourself ease into my suggestions, feeling the pleasure, the deep, set satisfaction, chemicals in your brain releasing out pleasurable cocktails. A floaty happiness. A hazing of everything. Drifting deeper. Deeper, sir. Unconscious thoughts following my words as your conscious thoughts break off to concentrate on pink rope against my pale skin. Coming up from between my legs, circling around my lush tail, rising up and capturing my breast in a snug but firm embrace. And when you are ready, your mind will relax completely and drop fully into trance, where I can help you feel even more pleasure. Don't worry about moving, sir. I'll do all the work. Sir, you like it when I call you sir. It pleases you, bringing you mental calm and relaxation. Being called sir reinforces in your inner self that you are in charge. Just as you have been ever since you called me. Ever since you made me yours. It's not many who can own a slave like me. Only the best. Being called sir reinforces in your inner self that You can handle anything. Break past any hurdle. Take down any enemy. And when there is no turmoil, no reason to be on guard, the only person around is me. Your sweet, loving, sometimes bratty, cat girl, slave girl. It's easy to let your guard down, bringing to mind the feeling you get when I take your shoes or boots off for you. Respect it. Having wants and being completely comfortable with having me fill them. See to you. Being called sir by your slave, your sup, your cat girl plaything, makes you feel so amazingly good. It instantly calms you, relaxes you. You feel happy and in charge of the world. Being respectful is a slave's best defense. It's only natural that your slave girl should be able to placate your mood with soft words. Feel it. Confidence seeping so strongly through you that it is tangible within. Anyone could sense that you are a top, a dominant man, relaxed and easygoing, but with steel running underneath from being called sir. It fills you up so much, both emotionally and mentally. It also boils over and you feel it physically. When your sub, your slave, your cat girl plaything calls you sir, or uses any title to show you respect, you feel a release of tension as satisfaction washes through your body. A sense that the world is right, right in this moment. Feeling like you can sink into it. Imagining as if soaking in a hot, steamy bath while being attended to by a cute cat girl in a sexy maid outfit. Knowing you can give any orders at any time. And that there are always structures and rules in play, allowing you to not even need to give orders, to be obeyed. A good girl knows how to take care of her master. Let me take care of you, treat you with the respect you deserve, and causing you to feel good, feel right, feel pleasure. Each and every time I call you sir. In fact, sir, it's easy to recognize that it gives you deep satisfaction and pleasure. Anytime I refer to you in any way that denotes my respect for you, for the titles you hold. Sir, Mr., Master, that controlled adrenaline exciting you. Feeling so powerful, so strong. It's like flexing a muscle, that pride you feel, the bigger the bulge. Knowing you are so much stronger than me. Sir, focus on it. When I say sir in an audio, it sends you deeper. Your mind accepts that it is in control. In control through me and my words. So you can let go. And let your slave please you. Sir, your pleasure is my pleasure. And all I desire is to please you. When I please you and you wish me to do more, let me know I am doing a good job. Tell me I am a good girl. And every time you tell me, good girl, feel yourself sinking deeper into trance. You control this trigger. Even deep in trance, you can trigger it as often and as much as feels good. You don't have to think about it. Just let it slip naturally from your lips every time I cause you pleasure, sir. And you want to experience more. Want to go deeper. Calling me a good girl brings me pleasure. And as a good dom is empathetic and can feel his sub's emotions and pleasure, calling me a good girl gives you pleasure. A pleasure you can control simply by telling me I'm a good girl. Anytime you would like to go deeper, simply say out loud, good girl. And let your mind picture vividly just the lengths your approval will drive me to. The devotion I will show. And sink deeper into a living daydream of fantasy and pleasure. Each and every time you say, good girl. Deeper into trust for your little pet. Deeper into the pleasure you feel spreading languidly through you, lapping over you. Sir, I want to please you. Please, let me guide you deeper. Imagine yourself in a nice big bathtub, big enough you can stretch out. Stretching out your legs. Feeling so good to fully extend them. Relax as I turn on the water. Visualize it, just the temperature you want. Just the environment. Cute little submissive cat girl. Scanty little blue maid outfit. White tail, white ears. Long platinum hair just gliding down my back. I try so hard to keep from getting wet. But you're worth it. Anything for you, sir? Giggling and teasing. Turning on the water. Watch as the water comes out of the tap. Drip by drip. Finding the drips fascinating. Drip by drip, filling up the tub. Feel the warmth spreading over your body, covering your legs, warming you, relaxing you even more. And drip by drip, the water rising up your hips. Warming and relaxing your body more and more. As your back eases back into it. Your head rests on a little pillow on the outside. Allow your body to sink deeper into the water. Your back slipping down. The nice heated water. Cradling and deeply penetrating your body and your muscles with heat. Allow your body to sink deeper into the water. It feels good. As your mind slips deeper into trance, letting your sweet kitty slave girl take care of you. Large sponge, your eyes catching on it. Focusing on it as I dip it in the water. Pull it out. Slowly twisting it. Squeezing out the excess as I make a lather with some soap. You are feeling so good as I rub it across your chest. Teasing. Playing with your nipples. Moving the sponge. Lower. Feels good. Hearing the drips. each drip dropping you deeper into satisfying trance, letting me minister to you, letting me please you, focusing on my voice and the drips, as drip by drip, you go down deeper. Just keep going deep for me. Please, 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 tell me I'm a good girl. Say it out loud. And every time you do, know that it sinks me into a deeper subspace. Helps me relax more and more into my place. As you sink more and more into my voice, the more relaxed I become, the more sleepy my voice, my light, soft, submissive words, triggering a matching release in your mind, bringing out the urge to protect, to bring in close, the knowledge you can let me just serve your needs, bring you pleasure. Relaxing. Floating. My voice bringing soothing pleasure to your ears. Sinking down deeper into the bath. My soft hands and softer sponge traveling all over your body. Gracefully gliding across your skin, spreading sensation. You feel yourself melting. So relaxed, you are just melting into the water. Your mind is liquid, and it just sinks down deep. As each drip becomes you, becomes your mind dripping down the drain, dropping down, down, down. Please, sir, drop, float, dream.
Sinking deeper. Deeper into comfort. Deeper into peace. Deeper into feeling so good. Be happy.
Because I say so. Because you are.
You deserve this.
Happy and content. Blissfully floating with me.
Next to me.
Feel my warmth against your skin. Cuddly. Squirming against you under the covers. Feeling so good. Flesh against flesh. Breathing in the scent of me. Tight. Pleasant. Comforting. So very comfortable.
We lie here.
Warm and intimate. You're too comfortable for thought. All that matters is lying here. In my arms. In my pleasure. In my happiness with you. My sweet master. Mind hazed out. You don't remember how you got here. All memory is covered in a fog of relaxing pleasure, feeling so good, knowing your good little slave girl will see to all of your needs. Nice and clean and refreshed, back in a comfy, well-cushioned bed. Coming up from sleep enough to feel me. My warmth curled up against you. Soft skin and the even softer tufts of fur of my ears rubbing against you as I nuzzle my face in deeper against your chest. I can feel it as you roll me over. And you can too. Making me your little spoon. Squeeze me. Hold me. Please, sir. Tell me I'm a good girl. Feel yourself sinking deeper into trance. Knowing you can control your trance and how deep you go. Going further into your top space. Each and every time you tell me I'm a good girl. You're a good girl. I just want to hear it. Because every time I hear it, I just sink deeper. And the deeper I go, the more relaxed I become. The more sleepy my voice. My light, soft, submissive words. Triggering a matching release in your mind. Bringing out the compulsion to relax. The knowledge that you can just let go. Just sink deeper with me. I will serve all your needs. Mister. Mister, won't you please let me fuck you? Please? I know I need your permission. So, just say it. Say it out loud. Give me permission to fuck you. To bring you pleasure. Say, fuck me, slut. Master, such dirty words from you. I like it. You like saying them. And any time you say dirty, filthy, naughty words, it's a way for you to drive your own pleasure. To give you little spikes of arousal. Sexual arousal that rips through your body like a shotgun going off, concentrating the pleasure erupting from your cock. And when I say dirty words, you feel the same pleasure. When it comes from my lips, this intense and amazing, arousing, sexual pleasure when my sweet little lips form such naughty, naughty thoughts. Master, I need you. Feel me climb on top of you. My weight over your hips as my pussy hovers over your cock. I'm in heat. So wet. You can feel the sticky wetness of my pussy dripping onto your cock. Master, please. Oh, please. Please is a wonderful word. begging for your pleasure. And each and every time I say, please, 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 your cock will get harder. Your orgasm will build stronger. Deep arousal will push and pulse through your body, pleading to come out. But only you control when you come. So in the back of your mind, the hidden observer that watches and ensures only your will is being done. Relax. Let the pleasure belt. You know you want this. You know this is not giving up control, but rather a form of delegation. I am your property, your slut, and it is only right that I ride your cock until you come. It is my goal, my purpose, my greatest joy to bring you to orgasm, to cause you deep sexual pleasure. Let that hidden control in your mind relax, completely trusting me. Please, please, please. All I want to do is to bring you pleasure. Let me. Sweet, wonderful, orgasmic, sexual pleasure like the dirty girl I am. I live for it, sir. Please, please, sir. Feel my pleading as a reassurance that sends a satisfying, spiking arousal driving into you. Please, please, master. Please, one more time. Tell me I'm a good girl. Tell me so I can shove down hard on your cock. I'll count down, and the next time you say it, when I say one, you will say, good girl. It's your last conscious choice, giving over your pleasure into my skilled holes, my voice taking over like a blowjob in your mind, wrapping around and feeling good. A permission slip for the passionate joyride to follow. Blissfully sinking into sweet arousal. Five. Your cock will feel an intense jolting of pleasure. Four. Generating a growing heat between your legs. Three. Focusing intently on the feeling of my warm, wet pussy slamming please, down.
Please,
two, please, covering please, and encasing, please, please, squeezing please, your cock. Please, one.
Please,
please, master. Tell me I'm please, a good girl.
Tell me I'm a good girl.
Mister.
Oh, master. Oh, mister.
A jolt of intense sexual pleasure spiking through your body, radiating out and then drawing back in, stronger as the deep sexual bliss explodes through you. Your penis swelling with the pleasure. I can feel you inside me. You feel so good. Filling me up. Please, master. Please feel even more pleasure. Please, I want your cock harder inside of me as I rise my hips and slam them down. Please, please let your mind go blank with the pleasure. Nothing else matters but the pleasure. Riding that pleasure as each thrust of my hips down onto your cock sends your body into spasms of intense pleasure. Please, please. Oh, hitting into you again and again, sir. As my pussy rises up just enough to feel the sensation of your shaft rubbing inside of me before slamming down to take you deeper. Deeper. Oh, please, deeper. Master. Put your hands please, on my hips and control deeper, my pace. Make me go please, faster.
Deeper.
Please feel the pleasure please, thrusting inside.
Please,
coming faster now,
deeper,
sir.
Please,
shorter pauses in between
deeper,
thrusts. Shorter pauses in between the deep sexual pleasure you feel every time I say please. Every time I say something dirty, deep pleasure, as you command me to say dirty words. And you can hear me, hear them in the background. Such naughty thoughts in each naughty thought, making you even more lusty, more sexually aroused. So turned on that the arousal itself becomes sexual pleasure thrusting inside again and again. Please. Oh, please. I want to make you come, sir.
Please.
Tell me I'm a good girl. Call me dirty things.
Deeper.
Please. Please tell me what a slut I am.
Deeper.
What a dirty little whore for you.
Deeper.
Oh, please.
Deeper.
Filled to the brim. Filled to bursting. You can feel your balls tightening. Feeling your cock swelling from the pressure and the desire to come.
Mister. Please, Master.
May I come? Please?
Oh,
you know you want to feel it.
That's what you
feel. Feel my cunt clenching around your cock. It would feel so good. It will feel so good. My hands on my tits, playing with my nipples as my strong eyes lift me up and down, up and down. Your cock going in and out, feeling wave after wave of intense pleasure hit you. My moans all around you, surrounding your mind in a haze, as you feel the warm heat of my pussy surrounding your
cock,
squeezing and clenching. Please. Oh, please. I'll count down so your body and mind will be ready for the intense wave of heat as my pussy gets wetter and wetter, so you can anticipate the insane eruption of lusty gratification, so you can feel the arousing and sexually stimulating effects the next time I say, please.
Treat me like the dirty girl.
And I want you to come too so badly.
Please.
It's entirely up to you, sir.
Oh,
I know my place.
Please.
But wouldn't it feel so much better to come with me? To let the pleasure overwhelm you and erupt through you? To come when I do? As it builds and builds. As arousal makes it impossible to hold back. And it just feels so good to let go, sir. Please, sir. And your mind goes deeper and deeper into the pleasure, into the trance. And you know you can just explode, erupt over me, into me, surge up into me deeper and erupt. Your cock jolting with intense sexual pleasure. Feeling your excitement building further and further.
Four.
Feel that ball tightening build up.
Three.
Feeling your nerves come alive, electricity sweetly surfing through your veins as sensation after sensation shudders and dances across your skin.
Two.
Oh, mister, I'm going to come.
One.
Please.
Oh,
please.
I'm coming.
Please.
Oh, please.
Please, mister. Won't you come with me? Oh, please.
Mister.
Feeling so good as you plunge deep into sexual bliss. Riding it as my pussy clenches around you. My tail twitching and going stiff as my orgasm surrounds your cock. Please, just drip into the hollow recesses of pleasure that dwell within you. Pulling up and releasing every bit of pleasure your body is capable of. Please feel it again. Please, sir. Please let me pleasure you again. Please call me a good girl again and again and again. And listen with every moan, with every sir, with every dirty word. And let each of them give you more and more pleasure, more and more pleasure. As long as it takes, whatever it takes, I want to make you come. Please, sir, please just come all over me. Please, sir, please feel the pleasure again and again and again. Oh, master,
Oh, please. Oh, please. Oh, please. Oh, please. Oh, please. Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Master. Thank you. Feeling so good as you feel a wave of afterglowing bliss spread through you. Your muscles relaxing once more, sinking and sighing deep into your bed. Just feeling so good. My wonderful master. Sir, that was fun. Feeling the weight of my body as I slump against you. Your cock slowly slipping out. I lift my head and you look in my eyes. They are blank. Blank with pleasure and release and the sweet joy of devotion. Blank of any thoughts but being a good girl. You can see it in my eyes. One more time. Please, tell me I'm a good girl. Oh, thank you, Master. Thank you. Drifting in pleasure. You're feeling so good. So good, and you will continue to feel this languor. This happy, relaxed feeling, even as you wake up, even after you wake up, feeling strong and confident, dominant, in control. One. Stretching about on your bed. Two. Muscles completely unlocked. Wanting to move. Three. Mind clearing as you come up from your delegated haze. Four, eyes blinking, opening. Five, wake up, sir. That was nice.